Wait, wait, stop. That's the one.
Welcome to Zenten Speaks, a show where I make new friends and reconnect with old ones. A show where everyone's stories may inspire you to tell your own story. In this podcast, we encourage everyone to get rid of shame, guilt, fear, doubt, and judgments for themselves and for others, and replace those with love, empathy, compassion, understanding, kindness, and to do your best in everything that you do. In essence, to get rid of things that no longer serve your well-being, to be true to yourself and be honest with others. But just that story, because I want to see your opinion of how I could behave. And so we're getting to know each other, whatever, you're cool. And then he starts talking about race play. And then I don't get offended because that's his prerogative. So what I mentioned to him is I met some other guy in the past who loves, he didn't talk about race play yet. He was talking about aggression. And I know a lot of white people want me to aggress them in bed. I know just because I'm black. They don't say that, but when you seeing patterns, you can only construe it in your head.
I'll give you that, yes.
And so, because they think I'm a thug, or they want to do that thug thing because I have my shirt off and my head is bald and, you know, like my photos, whatever, and I'm totally not. I behave differently. I think I'm more of a nerd or a geek, but, or something, whatever. I could, some other category. But he often wants to do that. And I told him, I like love making. I'm not into aggression, but I know this guy that I've met, that's all he likes. And I don't like it. So we don't meet much anymore because he likes to do that with me, toward me. And I don't like that, but people tend to want me to do it toward them. I like love making on both sides. And then later on, I was like, I'm going to connect you with that guy. And then later on, we're just having casual talking because I'm still attracted to him. He's still attracted to me, seems whatever. And then he's like, oh, he wants to do race play thing. Like, is it okay to give him the N-word pass if we're going to do something? It's just like the playing part of it because he always thought da 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 da. And then I did like a reply with what I said before. And I did like a click on reply and say, that's not my thing. I like love making. Verbal's not my thing. And especially that N-word thing is not making me, comfortable. And then he replied, pathetic N-word. And then I didn't say anything. And then I did screenshot it. There's this thing called Black While on Grindr. And then people post their photos and whatever, make a joke, whatever. So I did post that at some group. And then people were laughing at it. Some people were like, oh my God, I can't believe this. And oh, I'm so sad for you. But I didn't respond to that guy. But then 3-something days later, and I didn't even block him either. He messaged me, said, oh, I was just drunk. And I just still ignored him. I feel like me 2 years ago, I would argue with him about that. Because now I'm like, okay, he has his whole right to want what he wants and believe what he believes. But this is where I'm like having that thing of, okay, most white people, they're so craving to say the N-word. They see black people a certain way. And if you give them the opportunity, they're going to say the N-word because exhibit A, like just like maybe 2 weeks ago that happened. And so I guess my question is, I do feel a certain way about it because I cannot say, I cannot help it because that's not true because I do feel a certain way about it. But I learned to be like quiet and not argue with people and just like leave it alone, either block them or delete them and don't educate them. Like, how can I do better, first of all, with the emotion and second with the
minute, the minute you identified him as someone as you all being incongruent in your energies, like,
yeah,
when it comes to dating, and like, I mean, I don't know, like, for me, like, I'm like you, I'm not really verbal or aggressive like that either. So the minute a guy's on that, we just block, we don't even go that far. I'm like, well, my question is, why are you even just talking to him? Once you identify, I mean, he might be cute or whatever, but you don't, he's not, that's not your energy. So I don't know. I feel like you need to, I mean, you've already identified this person as someone you don't mesh with. So like, why did you keep on responding to him? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, girl, that was done. It was like a moot point.
Right. Well, the part of me of I need to fix this and I need to be polite, which I'm working on to do the opposite, but maybe there's a middle. So that was the part of like, let me just be polite and still hand him to someone else who is. It's like the codependency.
Why did you? Well, that's cool. Yes, that's not healthy at all.
Yeah,
because like then you're doing things that you have no like. You're putting energy. There's just no point in spending energy there. Like, you don't owe him that. Like you need to introspect all that. This question: why are you? You could be putting that energy into a man who actually gels with you.
Yeah.
The minute someone is like, the minute someone shows me that he sees black men in a certain way or blah blah, or he has a view of like, we're done. We're just going to say even because your whole worldview. You don't even see me. You don't even, I'm a mouthpiece. I'm a head, like, you don't even see, you see my skin. And so like, there's no talking to be had, this person. Mm-hmm. Like, and I'm not gonna, and like, when I'm trying to have sex and be on Grindr, my energy is not gonna be spent trying to talk to you about, oh no, I'm trying to get fat or whatever. Like, so I'm like, I want you to be, I mean, for me, I'm very good at being aware of, like Maya Angelou says, people don't tell you who they are; they show you. They don't tell you; they show you.
Yeah.
And also, one of my most profound tenets of my life is that communication is 85% nonverbal. 85%. That means that like all these words they're saying to you is only 15% of what they actually mean. Nonverbals. When they talk to you, when they do they respond in time? How do they? People show you, and like. So I really don't do a lot of talking with people. A lot of your actions show me. The first word you say to me, like BBC, blah, we don't do all that. We don't do that. Can you get all your friends from all my friends? Like I have all, no block. Like you think I have this? Like am I? I'm not the gateway to every black man in fucking Texas, but block. Like so, I just identify these things early on, because you know what I'm saying. So like, yeah, you gotta. I just. Because I agree with what you're saying. I know what you're saying about being black and trying to date, and they always think black as this one monolith. Like that's yes. I don't know. I think it's because the porn they watch, and I think porn, because porn is definitely pushed with stereotypes. Yes, and there are black men who are like that, and those are kind of a genuine stereotype about black. And it's, I'm not saying it's false or whatever, but like that's not me. Like if you want that, like anyone who says like oh I love black men so much, you don't want me. Because it's funny, it's like you telling me that, just listen to them. We won't mesh. Nice to meet you. Have a good night. You know what I'm saying? That means that you have an idea of black people that is not who I am. Because I'm not like most black men. So it's like you have to catch these things early on.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because someone who thinks like that can only have ignorant comments about people, can only say ignorant shit. It's always, can only say ignorant shit. You know what I'm saying? Of course.
I love this conversation and I love that you're frank with me.
I'll go through it as well. Yeah.
You tell me all things that you see. And I'm totally gonna, you know, because I have free healthcare, I'm gonna see about therapy again.
Honestly, it's the best thing ever. I've been in therapy for the past like 5 years and I don't even know if I need it anymore, but like, it is a space for me to go in and have a discourse without needing an outcome. Like a therapist should never say, what are you here for? Like, no, you're not getting anything out of it. Like therapy is just discussion for the sake of discussion. And that is a muscle that we don't use often enough. Mm-hmm. Where you can just say things without, there's no point to prove, there's no like, no, you just, you know what I'm saying, that's a muscle you need to develop. There's no point to prove. I'm just talking and listening. Because I feel like having like I do respect your cause and like, you know, you have an experience and things you want to say in the world, but on some level, so does everyone else. So like,
yeah.
So even
that's why I don't argue with them though, because I know they have that right to say what they need to say.
But no, but it's not. But you can say I don't talk to them. Like, but what you're missing is like you can still engage them without me having a fight. You can still confront them without having a fight. You know what I'm saying? You can still be assertive. You have to really want to know. The one thing you have to know is that whatever you're saying, you can always be wrong. Yeah. The one thing you can always be holy. Tomorrow, next week, you could believe a whole new you. Because when you learn what you learn, you change. So like 10 years from now, you could be a whole new person. And you don't know you're gonna be in 10 years. Yeah. You haven't learned it yet. So like anytime you go into a situation, you go into any Facebook room, you have to go in there, but I could be wholly wrong, but I think this. Or in my experience, blah, 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 blah. And when they respond to you, even if they call you N-word this, what are they saying? Try to get to the meat of what they're saying. So you can listen to what their intention is. And also, hurt people. So
yeah,
like,
yeah.
I just feel, I'd be like, I'd be feeling bad. Don't, like, oh, you really have, like, the pain you're giving to me, baby. Oh, you must be in pain. You call me nigga. Oh, you call, girl, you in pain? What's going on? Like, I'd be really concerned. Like, what's going on? Like, you're so mad with me. Why are you so angry? But I really want to know. Like, I really want to, like, even in my restaurant, I'm a waiter. Like, people be so mad. I'm like, sir, why are you? I don't even get this. I'm like, well, sir, I'm just bringing the food to the table. What's wrong? Like, what's, is your husband beating you? Like, I'd be wanting to know that shit. Because I think I try to cultivate a genuine curiosity about the world and to know that I am just one perspective out of millions. So like the ego will say, well, my experience matters. It doesn't really matter. I mean, none of us really matter in any empirical sense. None of us really, I mean, we could die tomorrow and the universe will not care. You know what I'm saying? So like, we can't, but we need to separate that. I mean, honey, you could be a shot tomorrow and the universe does not care. Gravity, you could fall off a bridge tomorrow. Gravity doesn't care. Like, there's a non-emotional part of the universe that just happens. So like, we carry around, because even you say emotion is not facts, but there's so much emotion in you. There's so much emotion in the way you deal with the world. So there's always your emotions. You're always ruled by your emotions. There's never just facts. This is a false notion.
Because
our emotions give context to the facts.
Yeah.
So it was about self-awareness. And I promise you, I want you to take like 2 days or 1 day where you just listen. You just go in Facebook rooms and go through your time feed and do not react to anybody. Do not react. Just read and listen. Just listen. See what people are saying. See what people are feeling. Like, don't respond. Don't block anybody. Just listen. Don't react. You know what I'm saying? Like, have moments in your life where you're like non-reactive. Where you're non-reactive. Someone could be like, nigga, nigga, this, and you just don't react. Just don't. You're just a witness. Don't, because all this is just because we become so reactive, so triggerable. Like, maybe why?
Yeah.
Calm down. You can't fight. You can't box the world. I think maybe you might want to look at, do you have a lot of anger from your childhood, a lot of resentments, like all this stuff, you know, because the thing about it is like psychologists say that about 3/4 of who we are things that we were seeing before we were actually conscious. So like a lot of all this anger in your spirit, I think it's just the unresolved things that you've gone through that you haven't really processed out of yourself.
Well, what I do is, and I know I've done that, I keep people in arm's length. And
for what?
What's that thing called? Survival mechanism of protection.
What's threatened if you're like, what are you protecting? This idea of yourself, but this is a false notion. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, when you get down, like,
I mean,
like,
I try. Saying, okay, I'll tell you, I try to make people, and I think we talked about that last time with the who you date, is it black or white, whatever. It's like, because I follow those black pages. And then people often talked about, they're like, if you stop meeting white people, then people will stop calling you N-word. And I tried different things. And then, as you mentioned, maybe it's just like the attraction thing. I tried different things, but for some reason, I'm getting the most different thing that I don't match with me. Like, in another situation, what I just blocked the person is like, I wanted to be open because I don't really meet people. Like, it takes me really hard to actually friend people and meet people. People online many times want to, hey, you're in New York City too, let's get together. And I'll make some kind of true excuse because I'm often busy anyways, but I make some excuse because I keep people at arm's length because I was like protecting my emotion, I guess, or so I won't, whatever. But people will often say ignorant things. Let's say, so I went out with somebody and then we're talking and then I, the topic of Haiti come up and the only thing he had to say was like negative things. And of course I did not argue with him at all. And we still hung out for maybe the next hour. And as he left, I texted him and said, we had a great time truly, but we're not a match. And I just blocked him and I delete him like period, because I didn't want to have that discussion. I'm like, how do you have a discussion with someone? You can, but I feel like once you say what you needed to say that you truly believe in, it's like, I feel like it's done. It's like if someone's like talking about, oh, Haitians.
If someone's thinking about Haitians, all they're doing is parroting what the American media says about Haiti. All I know about Haiti is what the media tells me. So like, right, you can't get mad at him. Be mad at this social structure that he's part of. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true. But he's not even, or that's true. I could even say that about white people too, because of course my history, but I don't go around spewing all the history about what white people have done. Cause like he was like saying how the Haitian have AIDS, not exactly that, but talk about the AIDS stuff. And I had the immigrant in boats. And how did I get here? Like, is your family like really poor? Like it's like things like that. Not just like when you first meet someone, I get it, you're curious. But another thing I've noticed too, I make people so comfortable. Maybe it's me, but because people have told me that too, they say, when I hang out with you, I feel so relaxed that I can be myself. People don't have a guard over their mouths. They say any crazy shit. Or people will be like, oh my God, you're so cool. Can I get the N-word pass from you? Like, who says that? And I'm like,
honestly, on some level, the question could be asked, why are you attracting these? How are you attracting these men into your life? I'm not saying that you are, but like, it could be asked that, like,
yeah.
What? Like, I'm like, what?
That is legit. And definitely I could, because I have asked that question, because I've used to attract homosexuals in my life. And when I realized that I was codependent and I fueled into the homosexualism and I don't attract, of course, those men come around, but I don't accept them in my life. So therefore they just keep walking. So yeah, I would say the number one valid point is definitely with the attraction and with the response. I don't know how I can respond any better. I understand you saying like it's good to engage and get and listen and all this stuff, but when people are saying, and I think I feel emotional because as my guru says, you are identified with the body. So I'm identified with what they're saying. So therefore it hurts my ego or my feelings.
Yeah, you should fix that because.
Yeah, but at the same time, why should I sit there? Someone's talking shit about Haitians and just sit there to listen. I don't argue with them. I just walk away. Like, why because do I
the
need
fact
to
that, the fact that you were shit? Born in Haiti is just a happenstance. Yeah. It doesn't mean anything that you're born Haitian, yeah, but you have this emotional legacy. Like I would, maybe you didn't choose to be born. You just haven't been born in Haiti. So like, who cares? I mean, on one level you could say, I know it probably does hurt. Right. But when you start to unpack this notion of yourself,
I mean, why should I? The question is, why should I sit
of
around
all the and things that you, get of there all the things that you of all the things that you are? Why is Haitian the top of the list? I'm not saying that it shouldn't be. I'm just asking.
Me, because it's what people tend to. A lot of these people, they feel that. Okay, I never heard anyone say that to me, but I've seen it online on YouTube. A lot of people who don't interact with Black people on some level, the minute a Black person, they feel comfortable with them, all of a sudden you that subject where they can ask anything like or get a pass for anything because really I'm just curious and whatever. And I understand that, but at the same time, it's like no. And I don't fight with people and I don't argue with them. I just block and walk away and say, this doesn't work for me. And if
You're not really, I mean, I guess on one level you were doing a disservice by, because there will be times in your life with a boss or an employee, like there will be times where you have to practice that skill. Yes. Because we're going to walk away. And when it happens, you won't know what to do. When it's your boss or like a coworker, like, baby, you need to work on, you have to at some point establish a working mechanism to work through this, because you can't just ghost people all your life.
Yes, you're right.
I'm saying no growth is happening by you doing that. There's no growth happening.
Yeah.
Okay. And in fact, you're almost creating an unhealthy pattern.
Yeah. I can see in the past, and I think the props for me is I know I definitely try. Like I do, like I call it. When I hear people talk online, and when you talking to me like that, I'm like, okay, I admit it, I see it, I take responsibility, and for my growth too, because the number one thing I love to do is like growing myself and do better for my well-being. Also, definitely.
Where is your identity centered in? Is it really centered in being Haitian? Like, where do you find your identity, and why? Like, because you don't have to be emotional about it. You don't have to be. Yeah. I mean, yes, you are right for being emotional about being Haitian, but like, you don't have to be so emotional about being Haitian or being Black, or like, you don't have to have so much emotion tied into that. You could just be Haitian and be like, okay, you think Haitian? Okay, yeah, you think that? Well, people have come over on boats in Haiti. Okay, and what? And so what? But like, you don't have to be like, yeah, people come on about, yeah, I saw the news, people come, yeah, they have AIDS, and what else? And so what? I don't have AIDS, so what? So what? Which question? Like, you don't have to get angry about it. You can be like, okay, and then move on. Yeah, so you have a choice. So you can empower yourself to transcend that, to go beyond that.
Yes. Yes. 100%. And with the question, if I have an identity,
I centered would say... Where is it centered in?
I don't have one.
Why?
I think part of it is because I grew up Jehovah's Witness and we're not allowed to have one.
What do you identify with? Like, what do you identify as? Like, I mean, where's your... An artist? Like, where's your identity centered in?
I never thought about that. I don't have one.
Yeah, think about that, because centered in things that I don't think you're aware of. That's why you're so emotional. Like, I'm emotional. It's like, baby, where do you lie in yourself? Like, where is it? Because you're just very hurt. But it's like, baby, okay, work on finding where your identity is centered in. You know what I'm saying? Whether you were white from Sweden, from what about you were in this? What about you as a constant? Whether you were born on Mars, like where do you live? What is you? You know what I'm saying? Obviously, you're not your earring. It's an earring. You're not your glass. Like, Haitian is not part of you, but where do you live? You know, you are not your shirt, right? It's a blue shirt. I hate the shirt. I don't hate you. I hate the shirt. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's a shirt. Your shirt can change. You know what I'm saying? So he said, hit my shirt. I'm mad at him. Baby, hate your shirt, not you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
right.
Haitian can look like the shirt you're wearing. You don't have to identify with that. It comes off, baby. It comes off. Because whether I was born in Haiti or Sweden, these are the things that would be me. Identify what is you and what would be you, whether you were born with no legs, whether with two heads, what would not change? You know, because your hair, you're still the same you. You shave your beard. So, you know, find out where the meat is of yourself when you shave all off. This is the question you should ask. So you can not be triggered about someone calling you a nigger. Like, okay, what's going on? You want to fight? Could you, yeah, okay, you want to fight? Give me some dick. Okay, great. I'll see you in 5 minutes. Because what if you did that? What if you did that? No one would know. You can snigger. Okay, like, bye. Thank you. Nice to meet you. Okay, I'm a nigger. Okay, bye. Thank you. Bye. Because you could do that. And then you empower yourself. Like, baby, you can all these things you're throwing at me, but I'm fine. You want to fuck or not? I'm good. I live over here. Yeah, I'm down the street. What's up? Because then you're giving them power to hurt you. But baby, they can't hurt you when you've transcended that. You move. You're beyond that. Do you want to fuck? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm thinking about. Yes, but I mean, to get here was a lot of work for me. I mean, I've been through so much shit. Okay, so do you have to get to a point where you have to just be aware of like what is you and what's not you? and be aware of how people will see you. And that's fine. You can see me that way. That's fine. But I know who I am.
Mm.
And I don't need you to validate because I know who I am. You know what I'm saying? I don't need you to validate it. I know who I am. So do what I find. You know what I'm saying? Like, and still keep it moving. Like, so great. Do what I find. You know what I'm saying? Like, and moving past it. Like, we're not even saying that, but great. Okay, what? You call me a nigger. Great. You happy now? Great. Let's go fuck. You know what I'm saying? And really, really fucking, but having a good time. But bye. See you. Block. You know? And moving to the world like that. Not even wanting to fight about it. Not even need to post about it. Not even need to put it in the face chat. No, you call me a nigger. What? I'm fucking. Like, not even letting it get registered in your mind, like it even happened. Cause you were attached to so many other things. Your purpose in this life is so transcendent beyond that. That these little things these things can't trip you up.
Hmm.
That's where the work needs to be.
Yes.
Cause then it just skips all the little petty, it just leads them down on Facebook arguing, bro. They could be arguing, but y'all argue, cause y'all, when y'all done call me, cause I can't. Because it doesn't really matter. Because we're fighting about you're from here, you're white, you're black. But these are all just how bodies are born in. Baby. We are karmic. We are eternal entities, bitch. Next life, I might be Asian, bro. I don't know. But you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to see the world like that. Like, baby, you mad because I'm Asian and you're black, baby? We're beyond. We are beyond that. We are souls. So it's like it's very powerful to be able to see the world with those eyes. But even to still be part of BLM and still be part of, because you know, you being born black and Haitian in this lifetime is significant, right? And it is, and you in this body can move people's perception of Haiti in a new way, you know, but you're not tied to it. Like, I must, like, you know what I'm saying? The work is there to do, but you're not attached to it. You know what I'm saying? You're not like, it's not part of who you are, because next lifetime will be new work. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Powerful. Wow, yeah. You should be my therapist.
Girl, I'm expensive. I'm expensive. But no, I mean, that is the, yeah, I mean.
You take Medicaid?
Girl, I do Obamacare. Yes, ma'am. Hi. EBC, girl, I'll take EBC. But girl, what time is it?
Oh, I love you.
I got red mouth. I got my voice. I miss my voice. But no, I mean, like, these are the things, like, yeah, I mean, I want you just to take time and just think about these, or play this episode back, and just like, if you can just hear even the slight insights of what I'm saying, even the frosting of what I'm saying, when you get done with the cake, baby, is there so much there? Even what I'm saying right now, there is so much beyond that. Because imagine if you could imagine. I mean, there's so much meat there to change the entire way you see the world and see people coming at you, and be like, and to be above it, but to also have compassion, like, baby, I love you because you are not where I'm at right now. You are not evolved there, and I feel it. I'm so sorry, but still loving them, not being better, but just seeing them, like, just seeing the potential of everyone, and seeing also the pain that we've all been hurt, we've all been raped, we've all been through this. So it's like, you're just moving through your experience, like just blowing, just moving through, not blowing in the wind, not like a leaf in the wind, but you have purpose. You know what I'm saying? But your purpose is so far above. It's to the soul of the person, you know? Because honestly, I believe that we are all God looking out through different eyes. And it's hard to see that, but like, I believe that we are all so connected. So that changes the way I hear people. I hear things differently. I watch the news differently. I feel compassion differently. Because there's no me, there's no point. I mean, there's no point to prove, you know. I mean, people learn what they learn when they learn it. And then, you know, I mean, I work at a rich white restaurant in fucking Austin. I serve the most racist people in the country. And I'm just like, I just feel like, oh, wow, that's really okay. You know, you want some salsa with that? Okay, great. You know, okay, I'm good. And not even being upset.
Yeah.
Oh, table 10 didn't even tip me, girl. Okay, bye. You know, that's their karma to deal with.
I could make money from it. Uh-huh. I know this guy called Harlem Hookup. You know Harlem mm-hmm. Hookup?
Oh, yes. You know him?
Yeah. He actually, when he friended me, I was like, so how? I was like, oh my God, celebrity friended me.
Wait, what's he like? Where's he from?
I don't know much about him, but just from his photos and his porn, of course. But what did I bring him up? Oh, yeah. He does a lot of race play and he makes money from it. So
you
I could
do that too. I'm not there yet. I mean, you could. Because what does it really mean, honey? These
because
men
I get all these people at my door.
But look, how evolved is that? Like, you know, he's like, well, fuck, you know, If you can do it, love it. I mean,
yeah, he bought a house with all that money. Without all that.
Hello. You know, but I mean, sorry, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. I could. That's not my ministry.
If I get paid a good significant amount, I can put my emotions away. Just like when you wait tables, like someone call you whatever.
No, you want to pay me all this money? You want to pay my mortgage? Call me a nigger? You want to call me a nigger that bad? You want to call me one that bad? You want to call me a nigger that bad to pay my mortgage, girl? Like I would be like, girl, what's going on with you in your mind? Why do you want to call me? Like, because what are these white men? Go think about it. But think about it. I feel bad for the white men. Honestly, it's like, baby, what American history book did you read that you got rejected? Like, what? What about Roots or fucking Malcolm X? Were you jacking off? Girl, what? Girl, people were raped and killed. And I, okay, all right, girl. Like, I would feel bad for them. Like, wow, you have distorted and sexualized your this entire hate of history, and you make it a sex pornography. You want to fuck me and call me nigger and pay me all this money? Okay, like, but you know, because I see how it is. It's like, fine, call me, girl. Give me my check. Call me a nigger. Come on, bitch. Take it off. Come on. I mean, but think about it. Because, like, that's very evolved, right? It's like, girl, okay.
Yeah.
Good money talks. Girl, what time is it? I'll put my clock at. What time is it?
Yeah. It's time to go. We talked for a while. You know, that was a beautiful talk. Thank you.
Baby, I love it. I mean, this is my life. Honestly, this is my life. That's what I do. I'm a waiter, but I'll just be drunk. I mean, it's funny because my life, if I had a camera following me around, this is my life all day long. I'm just a waiter who happened to go to rehab, got off drugs, and just now I'm just like a poet. I don't, it's really weird. Because, you know, coming from drag and Broadway and acting, and like my life right now is like so odd, but like I feel so fulfilled in the most profound ways that you'd have to really be a different mind to understand what my life gives me. It's not about money. It's I found a peace in myself that I can't even put in words. But yeah, it's about, because when you really feel like you've engaged someone's mind and you've really planted a seed in someone's mind, it changes their perspective. Because like your perspective is your reality. So yeah. Like when you see that, like you can create the world you want to see by changing. When you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change, and that's so profound. You have the power to empower yourself to experience the world in a whole new way. You know what I'm saying? A whole new way. And it's the sky's the limit when you begin to like take off the layers of your mind and just like experience things differently, you know, and experience people differently. And yeah. One day I'll write a book, maybe, I don't know.
Yeah. Totally. But
I think what I've said has already been said before by people, so I don't know. I might maybe about my experience in life, but like,
well, it could be said before, but no one said it quite like you. Yeah, no, because
no black gay whore said it before.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard a lot of stuff you said, but sometimes it needs to be the right person,
right.
Time and circumstances. Like, because I read a lot of books. I do a lot of self-help books, listen to the inspirational people. And like I said, again, like, I don't like to say the word I've tried, but for word's sake, I implement things. I try things. I like to experiment different things. When those people come into my life, I do different ways to interact with them. In the past, I would do the educating thing. I mean, before that, in the beginning, when I didn't know, I would do the arguing fight. And of course, and then I do the educating thing. Let me have like compassion, educate. And that was like exhausted. And then now I'm doing the, okay, you say this, I'm just gonna block you part, but you say something different, like life skills, I can do something different to have a life skill. And I know that part I haven't done and I don't do, because I notice that in my life. And I do notice a couple of things. And part of having the podcast is a therapy for me. And I'm talking to myself and I'm watching those videos again as I'm editing them. And certain things I'm like, ew. But it's It's good that it's there, because it's
you can see yourself. Yeah. You can hear it again, like, oh wait, I said what? Yeah. But honestly, you know what's funny? When I have men who say shit to me like racist shit, I'm like, you know, we should meet and talk about this. Now you think what now? But eat my food, like, girl, waiter, come here with some water, please. You think what now? I'm a nigger, because I'd be wanting to know, like, how did your life lead you to this dumbass perspective? Wow. And I really want to know, like, show me how you got here. Let's have a drink. I'd be wanting to meet these men. There is no one on Grindr that I will not meet and talk to be like, come on. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Because I feel like people, when you know that people are really saying what they really believe, and you, I want to know, like, what in your life led you, and you find some interesting stories, you know? Yeah. And in each one of us is the capacity to really open someone's mind, you know? I'm sure that in Hula Hut, in Texas, they have never seen someone as well-spoken and Black as me. And people looking at me got two heads. Like, hi, sir, how are you? Good evening. Wonderful. Water, tea, coffee? Great. I'm Freddie, your server. How are you? Great. Wonderful. Okay. Be right back. They don't even know how to, they don't even, because they've never known someone like me could exist who uses verbs. Like, I see their face, like, they have two heads. Like, oh my God. I'm like, I know. And I know they're probably racist as fuck. Or I can always tell at a table, when I go to a table, and I can tell by the kids if the parents use the word nigger at home. I can tell they do, because the kids give it away. The kids live like, I'm like, yeah, they put the company nigger probably all the time, and they're home on the news, watching niggers. Hi guys, I'm Freddie, your server. How are you? Welcome. Hi, water, coffee, soda. Girl, I give it to them, you know, and I love it. I used to hate it, but now I really love it. I'm just like, I know that people have never met anyone like me at all, especially fucking back with Texas. So it's a different way to experience the world. I have no cross to bear, no like BLM sign. Baby, I'm just here being who I am. And you know, it's a wonderful, carefree way to live, you know, there's nothing to prove. I mean, I don't know. There's a lot I said here that I feel like you could, like, the nonverbal thing, people that do what they're saying, what they're showing. You can have great sex with someone that you hate. You can have good sex.
Well, my ex-boyfriends, yeah.
Hello, right? You know, and this would have and I don't know. It's a lot. It's a lot. We'll talk again, I'm sure. But like, no, seriously, I mean, like, because honestly, about dating, I have all those same experiences. Not the nigger part, but like, I'm always meeting men like who just say dumb stuff about being Black. I always meet, because I feel like we probably did the same kind of men, probably.
Okay, so I've tried something, because as I mentioned, I joined those groups for Black men, and they talk about, and I do talk, what's his name? Oh my God, well, I forget names right now, like when I need to say names, but I follow a lot of Malcolm X, Black Panther kind of modern Why? People. And well, I'm in the middle. I'm more Malcolm X than Martin Luther King, but I'm like, let's say 40-60.
Are you really though?
I mean, I don't identify with that, but yeah. So kind of a thing. So what's that word? Yeah, so they were saying, if you want to stop having problems with white people saying those things, just stop dating them. Because I've watched those videos and I've watched those IGs. And I agree, but it's kind of like, my purpose when I go on those websites, I don't go, like, I think we talked about that before, and you say, like, maybe you are somebody else. Like, if I go for white men, it's not that I go for certain people. You go online, and where you are is where those people are.
But in this, it's subconscious, though. Like, something beneath your awareness is drawing you to these people.
Yeah. Well, I purposely, though, like, when I watched a guy says, okay, if you want to stop having those problems, go and date people that look like you. And I tried that, and no one there wants to date me. And if you're watching this and you look like me, you know, bald headed, let's get this going. You're in New York City, and just kidding.
But see, look, yeah. Look. Who yeah. We see, when you see a Black person or a white guy, what you see, you're overlaying on, like, it's deeper than like, oh, it's deeper than what you're seeing in front of you. What you're seeing, you're also putting your mind onto what he has dread. So that, like, you're putting a lot, your mind's doing a lot of augmenting onto the reality of what you're seeing in front of you. I put any guy in front of you, right? You're going to look at what he's wearing, what he's dressed, how he's standing. So, like, you are interpreting as you're seeing someone. So, if you have negative impressions about Black people, or white people, like, you have, I think, internalized different messages about people, race, fat, skinny, short, that you are seeing, but also your mind's augmenting. You just see what I'm saying? So, when we think about what you're attracted to, like, it's very deep. It's very deep. It's like battered wife syndrome. Like, on a deep level, you're attracting men who are beating you on a deep level, and you're running away every time, but you're on some level, you always find the man who's gonna knock your face in. Why is that? Like, that's a deep, like, battered woman syndrome. It's the same thing you're doing, but like with white men, it's the same thing. It's a syndrome, and it's so deep in your psyche. And I don't know what TV you watch or what happened in Haiti, but something about white.
My curiosity is though, like, how is it? I agree 100%, and I can see that. But my question is though, if I just go online, and there is what there is there, and then coming to my DM,
there's never is what there is. Huh? There never is what there is. Your mind is doing so much you see. You see what I'm saying? There never is what there is. No, what you're seeing, your mind's interpreting as you see it. So you're never saying, you never take anything for just what it is.
Okay, so if I go to Flatbush, there's like Caribbean and Black people, and I'm there where they're...
Because even your idea of Flatbush, you went with an idea, I went to Flatbush. So you're not, so you're already expecting what Flatbush, you tell me, it's very subtle.
Okay. No.
I want to see Caribbean. So before you say Flatbush, and already in your mind you see an image.
My mind what?
Already in your mind you see an image when you say the word Flatbush. You said Flatbush. You said Caribbean. So you already have an overlay of what Flatbush is. But I'm not talking about Flatbush. This is what your mind does when you go online.
It's demographic. So basically, what I'm saying is, because I've seen it when I go work there. So when I go there for a job, and then I head on Grindr. And let's say just demographic, there's like 90% black guys there. They do message me and we do talk. What I'm talking about is like, it's where I'm at and where I'm at, where I live, it's the opposite. It's like 90% white people. Or if I go to certain places in Manhattan, or I don't go that much places. I only go places when I work. I don't go out and hang out.
Also, it's a problem too.
Yeah, that
you
is a problem.
Doing them more often.
I recognize that.
There's a lot here. You're saying a lot without saying a lot. There's a lot going on. Right. What you just said in the past 10 seconds that you're blind to.
Right. So yes, I agree. So my question is though, my point is, if I go a certain area and it's what there is, I don't go to Flatbush, let's say demographic, there's 90% black people. I don't go like, oh, I'm in Flatbush, let me not turn on my Grindr and not talk to black guys. Like, I don't do that. And it's something I'm willing to look at definitely, because I've thought about it. I've thought about the attraction, like why a certain types kept coming. And then we having this conversation, and they end up being in that basket.
But you won't get it on your own. The work that would be involved in understanding what is happening in your mind is the work of a psychoanalyst. Like, this is deep work.
Yeah.
And you won't see it. You won't see it because it's subconscious. So you won't see it. You'll say, I'm just doing this, but you will not see all the other stuff your mind doing. Because guess what? It's subconscious.
Yeah. So basically my question, I think based on what we were talking about in the back. So like, of course, when I have interaction with black people, it's not about the race part. And so when I have the complaint about the race part, it's because it's like a black and white thing when the white person.
I'm telling you that it is about the race part, but you're just not seeing it.
With a black person?
Because everything that you see, your brain is doing so much interp that you are not aware of.
Yeah.
So you're never just seeing a black person or seeing a single Asian person. Like, there is overlay happening that you're unaware of. Mm-hmm. So you won't see it because you haven't done the work. So like, you genuinely think that you're going and experiencing, I'm just saying a black person, but it's like, it's deeper than that. I don't know what to tell you. That's what the therapist would do. I believe that you believe that you're going to think about, and this is what you think you're doing. But I'm telling you that, like, in actuality, your mind's doing a lot of work from unconscious internalization that you are unaware of, that you have internalized. Someone would have to go and unpack your entire life and experiences in early sexual experience to understand why you are the way you are. And we don't have 8 hours to do all that. That's a month's process. But there was a reason why those guys are coming. There's a reason why, but it's a deep reason that we're not going to find out in the next like 5 minutes.
But all
I can say is, Harvey, don't ever think you're just going to someone. So like, there's so much happening as to why you like what you like. Deep, 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 deep stuff.
Oh, you say like? What do I like?
Why you like? Why any guy you find attractive? Why your dick gets hard for certain kind of men? That thing that is a deep. What your mind has internalized as sexually attractive, mm-hmm. in your psyche is a deep, deep conversation.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
but you need to be aware. You need to be aware of that. It's that. It's not just simple. It's like I just know it's very
right.
I'm, you are attracting all these men into your life. But you have to begin to understand the scratch the surface of that.
Well,
I think you, huh?
That part is challenging. It's kind of like, why you're attracting people? That's, yeah. I believe in those things.
I mean, it's tough to understand, but yeah, you have to really sit and meditate on that. Because I mean,
you're attracting. What I'm thinking people. Is like, if people like going to my DM, like, how can I help their
law of attraction? Law of attraction. Just read it.
I know it's real. Yeah, I know it's real.
Did you read it? You'll be confused.
Oh wow!
Because the thing is, if you say, I just because then it's absolving you of the work you have to do. You're saying I just this is going to my DMs. No, but you. It's about you because there's no one else in the world but you. So
am I broke because I'm not attracting money? Yeah.
I mean, on some level, yes. On some level, it's all true. But I mean, this is a work. Yeah, because I mean, there's
why is
you have the power to do all things, but you are your best friend and also your worst enemy.
Yes, yes. Wow, this is so beautiful. Like, I could kiss you and give you a big hug.
hug me. Ooh, hugs. Ooh, mwah.
Bro, you're wonderful. Thank you. There's so much I'm going to look at. I'm going to look in the mirror.
Let me know. Bro, please, every morning, have a moment with yourself. Also, just know that you are your greatest failure and your greatest success.
Oh, like, yeah.
It's like, honestly, the world is just you against you. It really is. And I feel like, honestly, what I'm saying to you right now, it might take 10 years to really understand.
Yeah.
All of it. And I promise you that this conversation that we're having, you're going to go back to this conversation like in the next decade. You're going to go back and it's going to be like, you're going to have dawnings. I feel like I've given you some seeds of like, some real serious seeds. Only because the reason why I'm like I am now, because I went to some really hard hardships that have forced me into this corner. You know what I'm saying? I feel like what I've learned, I'm blessed to have learned it because life has forced me to a place where I had to really, really transcend where I was at in order to not commit suicide. You know what I'm saying? And to understand why what's happening to me. But I think we've touched on some really deep stuff. But girl, we'll be friends for life. Okay. I know. Watch up to.
Yes.
Tag me on Facebook when it airs. Let me know because I want to watch it.
Say that again.
Tag me when it airs. Tag me on Facebook when this airs.
Definitely.
I want to watch the edit, girl.
I think this is like, and we haven't talked about you, but like when I have guests about them.
Girl, we'll do it next month. We'll have another
time.
I'll be a recurring guest. I'll be a monthly guest.
This is beautiful. I love it. And you've given me homework and I'm going to take this. Yeah, this was awesome. The right
thank
thing.
You. Thank you. Thank you for having me. Honestly, this has been great. I've loved it. But yeah, we'll do it again sometime. Let me know.
Yes.
Bye.
I'll see you next Wednesday, possibly.
All right. Bye, baby.
Bye. Oh my goodness. All right. So I hope you all enjoy this. And wow, Freddie, that was amazing. So thank you for. Was that thing called reading me in a positive way, in that way of reading. Yeah, there's so much to work on as a human being. There's so much to go deep down and seeing self-perception. And I do agree and I do see, and I've made a podcast about it. And also with that song where I stay within my castle walls and alone and I don't get a different perception or a different view outside of my own view. And when I interact with people, I usually keep them at arm's length and I don't have that many friends. And a lot of times I watch on IG or on Facebook where people have friends and I'm like, wow, they have friends. That's so cool. And I do want that, but then I don't have that because I keep people away. And I think the thing is, when I've tried to have people in my life and then they behave certain ways that I don't like, and at the same time, I don't argue with people and fight with them, I just basically ghost or cut them off because they behave a certain way that's unkosher to me. So I just need to do what Frankie says, Freddie. I think I used to call him Frankie back in the day, but it's Freddie. Freddie says with the, okay, whatever ducks back and whatever, and not have it affect my emotions. I think that's the two things if I've taken away from this conversation. And if you have taken away different things, let me know. Two things I've taken away is the one number one thing, the attraction. And that part is challenging because, as I mentioned, like, I don't tell these people to get on my DM. They get on my DM. It's like, how do you, you know? That's number one. And second is the reaction emotionally. I do not react physically or verbally toward people, but emotionally deep down, I feel a certain way. So I need to work on that and be like, whatever about it and just move on. And so those things I totally need to work on and meditate on deep down why I attract certain people in my life. And I did know why I attract people, homosexuals in my life, because I was codependent and have self, as much as I know that I do things where I love myself, et cetera. But sometimes, yeah, there might be some remnants of self-loathing and non-self-love there. That's why I attract certain things and get certain turmoils in my life. So yeah. Anyway, that's been a thing. And there's not much to say. I have lack of words. And thank you again, Freddie, for turning the tables around. You interviewed me. So that was beautiful and awesome. And wow. Yeah. Thank you for tuning in. And I hope you did enjoy this video. So remember to subscribe, like, comment, share. Let's get in this conversation. If you'd like to be a guest like Freddie was, get with me, message me so you can be a guest and let's talk about you or let's talk about us. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about me. All right. Ciao.